to the five, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, PW. The Pirates of PW are on for the board for the first time today as a flag flies on the celebration. It's now Harbor Beach 17, PW 6.
And again, the defensive ends were doing such a good job holding their ends of the field down. That time, the misdirection, which we haven't seen yet today, fooled the defensive line, and he cut back down to the sideline. Will Nikowski had no one touch him. Into the end zone he goes.
And the foul, the flag is against PW. As they're talking to Troy Shelke, is where they want to do with it. And more than likely, the touchdown stands regardless. So it's 17-6. And now the 15 yards are walked off on the excessive celebration. Unsportsmanlike conduct, the official call. So now Powama Westphalia is going to be going for it from the 18-yard line for the two-point conversion.
That will definitely make this an interesting two-point conversion. In high school football, Clark, you probably know this. Do they have the ability to take that on the kickoff?
I'd have to look that up. You stumped me there, Dave.
That doesn't happen very often. I'm actually putting that in my
Blame
calendar
it on
right
Saturday.
Now.
Blame it on the Saturday.
Penalty here because, number one, there's a lot of picked up down here. And to kick him back on this really makes it tough for Powama.
As the broken play, Nuremberg connects with Rademacher. And he gets no further than the 20-yard line as Nuremberg was chased back by the strong defense of Harbor Beach. Two-point conversion is no good, so the score remains an 11-point differential, 17-6. Harbor Beach leading with 1:55 left in the first half on the WLAW Sports Network.
Say, hon, I think it's time to get Bobby his own phone.
I don't think that's necessary. He's not even in high school yet. That's a lot of money to spend for someone so young.
But Thumb Cellular is offering something new. It's the starter plan. It has unlimited nationwide texting and free calling to ours and other Thumb Cellular phones throughout the Thumb area. Best part of it all, it is only $14.99 a month.
That's a great deal. It would be nice if Bobby had his own phone to call me when practice is done or when he needs a ride. And for under $15 a month, it won't break our budget. This will be a cool Christmas present for him.
Stop into Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the starter plan. Just $14.99 a month added to your account, and you can even choose a free cell phone. Terms of service apply. It's new. It's affordable. A cell phone for your teen for only $14.99. Only at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Talk of
the Thumb. The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
PW gets on the board. Harbor Beach leads 17-6 after the two-point conversion was no good. And now first and 10 for Harbor Beach from their own 43-yard line on the reverse to Austin Seltz. He's at the 40, picking up steam. Now he's brought down to the 43, basically the original line of scrimmage. And I number 8, Chase Platty. No gain on that. They ran sideways for about 30 yards, though.
Yeah, Seth Russell was there to make sure he didn't go anywhere. But an interesting play call there. Austin Seltz does a nice job making the first guy miss, but just not enough running room to get the ball downfield.
First, or now second and 10 for Harbor Beach, two wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun, Ridner to his left. Back to pass, the blitz coming. It's intended for Colin Cook at the 35 of PW, underthrown as pressure came in on Kraft. And Cook actually batted that one down for incomplete.
Yeah, Seth Russell blew through the line of scrimmage and got to Kraft, got a free hit on him. The throw wasn't actually that bad, just a little bit underthrown as Cook was just about to blow by the defensive back. Did a nice job coming back to the ball and making sure that it wasn't turned over.
Now Harbor Beach facing a third and 10 from their own 43-yard line. It's a handoff to Austin Seltz right at the middle, across the 45 to the 47. Going to be short of the first down by about 6 yards, and Powama Westphalia takes a timeout with 1:03 left in the first half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Harbor Beach 17, Powama Westphalia 6.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Fourth down, 6 yards to go. Harbor Beach goes on the hard count. PW goes through. No official word. They're saying it's actually a false start. The near sideline judge actually said it was a false start. The far sideline said offsides. It is an false start against Harbor Beach. So push them back 5 yards. Goes from a fourth and six now to a fourth and 11. And is Harbor Beach now going to have to punt this one away?
Nick Hessling's still standing on the sideline with his helmet off. So apparently Harbor Beach has got a play in mind. They want to run. I did not see who flinched there on the offensive line for Harbor Beach, mostly because I was distracted by the blitzing defensive backs of Pawama Westphalia, both of them sliding across the line of scrimmage.
With a minute six left in the half, they're going for it. Fourth and 11. Kraft now actually going to punt this from the shotgun, and it falls out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And it is going to be back into Pawamo's hands at their own 30-yard line. They're still backpedaling a little bit. They're still trying to figure it out. Hang on a second. That 33-yard line.
That's where they're – and the back judge here was actually guiding him where he thought it went out of bounds. Just a little to keep the Pawamo Westphalia special teams from doing anything crazy. A pooch punt there by Eli Kraft. Now we've seen him really do everything.
He even does windows.
That's right.
So Pawama Westphalia gets the ball back with a minute four left in the first half. They trail by 11, 17-6 to Harbor Beach. Nuremberg in the shotgun, passing downfield to his favorite receiver.
You don't want to do that.
This one's picked off by Eli Kraft at the 33-yard line. It was underthrown, a lot of air underneath that ball, and the interception intended for number 26, Lane Simmons, is intercepted by Eli Kraft. First and 10 for the Pirates of Harbor Beach with 57 seconds left.
So just saying that he does it all, and then he comes up with an interception. That ball was way underthrown by Pawama Westphalia, and the wind caught the ball, and Eli just sat under it and took it away from him.
I couldn't help but say, you don't want to do that, because that is exactly where Shelke and Kraft reside out there.
And now Kraft going around the left end on the keeper. He's across the 40, goes out of bounds at the 45-yard line, stopping the clock with 51 seconds left in the first half. Dave, if you recall, going back to USA in week number 9, Harbor Beach put on 14 points in 36 seconds to finish the first half.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure, you know, Shelke's going to take a conservative approach at this. He's going to try and get the ball downfield. He'll take a field goal attempt if he can get it. He just doesn't want Pawama Westphalia to get the ball back before the half.
First and 10 for Kraft and the Pirates. In the shotgun, now he's going to keep it for himself, and he's tackled forward at the 47-yard line. It's a 2-yard gain. And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. Second and 8 coming up.
The tackle made there by number 68, Ben Fox, the senior offensive lineman. And on the play before that, Trey Bauer pushed Kraft out of bounds. What you're seeing right now is a second and long coming up for Harbor Beach. Just making sure everyone's on the same page. He wants to call a play, probably two plays, so that way Harbor Beach can get into some sort of a no-huddle, hurry up offense and try and catch Pawama Westphalia off guard.
Mike Meisner, what are your thoughts here as far as what Harbor Beach is setting up with 44 seconds left in the first half? Obviously have the ability to score and very quickly.
Well, first off, for Troy Shelke to be calling a timeout, they're going to try and score. And that shows that he has a lot of confidence, not only in his players, but in his quarterback. There's a lot of coaches with an 11-point lead that would take knees here and go into halftime with an 11-point lead. but he knows he can score. You brought up the USA game. They can score, and they can score quickly. He's going to go for Essemaker or Schelke on a streak, probably down the sideline.